視線。
Welcome to Meet the Nerd 46. Yeah, the episode 46. You know, we'll start. What games or what have you been watching? Ant-Man. Oh, the Atom. Yeah. Who won that one? That one's actually like, I want to say Ant-Man, but Adam, I don't know, he got some stuff there too. Who did they say would win? I'm not going to watch the video, bro, so you might as well spoil it for me now. God damn it, you have to make me. Yep. Yeah. I'm about to find out right now. Hold on, because it's gonna. Yeah, I guess it is true. I didn't think about that. I'm about to find out right now. Spoilers for listeners, because it's gonna drive me nuts. Because I'm actually curious, like. Who they would pick. But at the same time, oh, I'm watching right now. Yeah, because what's his face? Adam can like literally, well, so I guess Ant-Man can too, because this is the thing, oh, I can go shrink to the size of Adam. All right, I guess the ants would help him. I was like, I don't know. I'd have to see this reasoning, but all right. I don't know if I totally agree with that verdict, but I didn't have a Nintendo 64. My first console was a Sega Genesis, and oh, my cat's acting weird. What's the game called? No, I'm just going, yeah, no. I never had a. Into the right, a PlayStation, a Sega Saturn, Dreamcast, but I never. What was the title? One more time. Jet Force Gemini. Just curious. Yeah, I probably am. No, I've never seen this. Looks interesting. Yeah. What is it? What was the game called? Oh, Dragon Age, yeah. Redfall? No, I can't say I've heard of those. Yeah. Yeah, can't say I've heard about that. That's interesting, though. Trust me. I think I've played those Allison games, yeah. What? Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah, okay, I get it, yeah. Gotcha. I get it. See. I see, that is interesting. I haven't really been playing too much on this. My audio is coming in really hot. I'm gonna fix that and edit it compared to yours. But yeah, I haven't really been watching too much or playing. I'm trying to catch up on Riverdale, the show. I finished Winchester. It's not getting a season 2 for reasons, which is always supposed to be part of our news. I did see Guardians Volume 3. It was pretty good. I won't spoil it if you haven't seen it. But I think that's really it. Yeah, because like I'm still trying to catch up on all my shows, so I haven't like seen too much. But yeah, I haven't really played nothing new. There's a couple games I have like on the back deck, but I haven't got them yet. So so yeah, I guess with that and the 10-minute mark, we can get into the news. So we got, like, obviously, because there's a writer's strike going on right now, so, like, a lot of shows are either ending or coming to a standstill. So, because of that, we know The Mandalorian Season 4 is going to be delayed, as well as the HBO Max's TV series, The Penguin. Yeah, I'm just going to keep pumping that out, man. That's like Star Wars moneymaker right now. Yeah, well, you say that, and they just dump a truckload in front of money in front of whoever charged of it, and they just keep making them. Apparently, they're going to make one more season, but it's going to be delayed because of the writer's strike. Yeah. Hey, I haven't really watched I haven't really watched Mandalorian, but I didn't think they should have. I don't think they should have brought Groot back. Not Groot, Grogu, but that's just my opinion. Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong. I know. Yeah, we don't have a lot of news. I know. What is this news? The new Armored Core video game finally got some game footage, so that's cool. Hopefully, it'll be good. Well, I've always been an Armored Core fan. I was like, granted, the story is not the greatest, but it's more about the customization and giant robots. Like, I've played all the Armored Cores for the PlayStation. So I was like, I was happy when they announced, oh, we're getting a new one, which will be our topic next month if we do it, like, for giant robots. That's what I kind of want to talk about, because there's surprisingly a lot of, like, underrated giant robot video games, specifically in video games. So I kind of want to talk. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm going to probably pre-order it when it comes out, and hopefully it's as good as the originals. You know, I forget who that team is, but the team that made Dark Souls, so they usually do pretty good. So it should be a pretty good game. But what else do we got on the news docket? I think the only other thing we really have, which is probably a short podcast, is as far as the writer's strike. Apparently, like, the superhero era of CW is over. Like, Flash is ending. There was rumors Arrow might come back, but I don't know. We still don't know about that. But every superhero show they have is ending. Superman and Lois ain't coming back. Gotham Knights is probably getting canceled. So it was like Batwoman, same thing. Like, everything's getting canceled. That's like their superhero show. Yeah, it very much seems like that. So we'll see what. That is true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I mean, technically, it really all started with Smallville and then Arrow, Yeah, that was the same thing with Supernatural. Those actors were in Smallville when they did that Supernatural, and it became what it was. But yeah, I guess we'll wait and see. Yeah, because like everything's ending. Riverdale's ending. You know, it's not really a superhero show, but so I was like, they're still gonna have the Nancy Drew show. I don't know if they're gonna have the Riverdale like spinoffs, but. They're supposed to make that like live action Powerpuff Girls series for CW, but it was like bad, and they just never like fixed it, so they just axed it. But yeah, that's pretty much it for news. Like I said, because of the strike, a lot of things have been standstill. I got what I could give, but let me just double check on my notes, make sure I didn't miss anything. But we do have a couple other, like one more thing. Obviously, the Mortal Kombat 1 teaser came out. Now, did you see it? Mortal Kombat 1. Yeah, so they are supposed to make another movie too, but we'll see what they do with the game, because I guess they're like doing the time travel thing, going back in time. I know there's rumor. It's leaked. We don't know if it's true or not, but the rumor is the DLC guest characters are going to be Peacemaker. You know, like Warner Brothers and stuff. So it'll be Peacemaker. Maybe Homelander from The Boys. And then Omni-Man from from Invincible. There was someone else. Yeah. Peacemaker, Omni-Man, maybe Homelander. So I was like, yeah. Well, they're never gonna get Blade because Blade's Marvel, but I could see Dredd. I thought it might have been like John Wick because now they said they wanted to do that. I could always be DLC too, but I thought I still want like Shredder or Skeletor in a Mortal Kombat game because they could do that because they had the Turtles and Injustice, much like Peacemakers, and they had a crossover with He-Man and the Turtles in the comics of DC. So I was like, oh, I would like to see Skeletor. And I feel like you'd fit well in the Mortal Kombat universe. But but we'll see. Yeah, the only other piece of news I got is there's also a rumor that Eddie Murphy is supposed to be in talks. The star, that'd be a lead star in the next, like a new Pink Panther film. Yeah, because you know they make those, like, they did those last two with Steve Martin, which I don't remember them being good, but I'll have to go back and, like, there's not the, I don't know, they made so many. Yeah, well, I remember the first Pink Panther movie, like the original was pretty good, but they probably just stopped at the first one. So I was like, we'll see what they do. But yeah, that's pretty much it for news. I know on the 20-minute mark, I know like for this month, yeah, obviously a lot of news can be slow because of the writer's strike. But I know like closing out for this month because we did basketball for the finals, you know. Obviously, the Denver Nuggets swept the Lakers, so that's the first time ever they've made it to a championship. We'll see how they do. I think right now as we're podcasting, the Celtics are playing Miami, and it might be Miami and Denver, but yeah. So like basketball, football will be starting up still pretty soon. I know, kind of the XFL kind of ended, but I thought, like I said, we would do the. I guess just to get out the trifecta because baseball is a mid-season and just do baseball movies. So I was like, What was the first baseball movie called? That's interesting. Isn't it? Do you know? That's a hell of a name. Yeah, you're not wrong. That's interesting because I kind of like chose my like personal list, but I'm curious to see what MLB says. I played like little league, like I played like pony league when I was little, but I never played for high school. I tried out for my high school team, but I didn't like make the cup for whatever reason. I see. Oh, yeah, for sure. Man. That's funny. Yeah, I guess I could see that. Yep, I saw that one with Tom Hanks. I didn't know Madonna was in that. I must have missed it. Is that Madonna? That might be a Madonna. I have to like Google it. Hold on, before, like, apparently there's a League of Their Own Amazon series. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, I don't know if it's any good or not, but, wow, that is Madonna. That's crazy. It's all right. I'm just like trying to figure it out. She dyed her hair brown. That's why, instead of blonde. She's the other sister. Remember, because it starts with those two. So she's not the blonde sister. She's the other one. That was like, because the blonde sister, who was played by, I'm sorry, I gotta fact check this real quick. It's Gina Davis. Yeah, Gina Davis is the one that plays Ocean. So I was like, and Madonna plays her. Well, that's not right either. I don't know, man. Maybe it is. Anyways, but yeah, go on. They're just friends. I guess they're not sisters in the film. Yep. Yep, everyone loves Field of Dreams. He's actually in two baseball movies, but we'll get back to that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's in three baseball movies then. James Jones. Oh, I'm not. Yeah. Am I getting his name mixed up with somebody? No, we'll see. But go on, yeah. Yeah, I remember Moneyball was it. Yeah, you want to explain the plot of Moneyball? Yep. I'm Yeah, he's a weird guy, Jonah Hill. I was like, I'm not really a fan, but yeah, he was in it. Everyone jokes he's a poor man's. I can't even name his name. I want to say Sean Penn, but it's his brother. Have you seen Reservoir Dogs? You remember? Is it Chris Penn? I'm looking up right now because I actually think it is Chris Penn. Everyone jokes he's a poor man's Chris Penn because like he's what you know he's what. Oh yeah, Yep, he's very much in challenge with Chris Penn. I was like, and Chris Penn, I know, passed away because of health issues, but he's been in a lot of really great stuff like Reservoir Dogs. He was in Rush Hour. He was in True Romance. He's in the Fist of North Star live action movie, which is really bad, but he really brings it. So I was like, I'm a huge Chris Penn like actor fan. Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah, he always plays that like that sort of role, like the mobster kind of like scummy cop. But yeah, he's definitely. I know he passed away. Oh yeah, I loved him as Nice Guy Eddie, like when he has that like famous infamous last scene. But I definitely feel he's underrated, and he I like him a lot better than Sean Penn. Not to say to Sean Penn, I was like he's my favorite Penn. I just like this is tragic, the way he passed away. So I was like, but he definitely was one of those underrated. But everyone jokes like, oh yeah, that's who Jonah Hill's trying to challenge the way he dresses and acts. And I was like, but that's just my two cents. But go on. Yeah. Yeah. A famous line. Yeah, definitely true. Yes, that was a film series. And the first one's the only good one, yeah. Charlie Sheen's in it as a pitcher. It's a couple other big stars. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I was like, oh, you're a Cleveland fan? Ugh. I guess. I guess someone has to. That's interesting. You heard it here. I got that recorded. So. So I was like, yep. They remade it too with Billy Bob Thornton. Remember? Yeah, I mean, that's the case with a lot of remakes. Like, I prefer the original one, but, and not that the remake's bad or the remake's bad, or the bad, but it's always hard to beat the original. Yeah. Wow. Is about the Negro League? Oh, I think I have seen that. Where, like, Richard Pryor plays and he's like, I'm not, where he tries to convince people he's Puerto Rican instead of black. Yeah, that is a good movie. Those are some big names. Who was the other guy? Billy Dee Williams and him? Yeah. James Earl Jones must be a baseball fan. He's also in The Sandlot, remember? But yeah, those are some big names. I was like, yeah, he's probably just a massive baseball fan. Because he's been in a bunch of stuff. Yes. But yeah, that is interesting though. But what other ones you got? Or I can say some off my list if you need a moment. So I have a bunch of goofy ones, and this was like kind of like personal ones I like. So let me start off by saying Basketball is still that cross between is a basketball or a baseball movie. I don't know because it's still a bit, but honorable mentions. I really like Hardball with Keanu Reeves. Yeah. And like a super, yeah, I got. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites. Like, some of these others aren't like really my favorites. Just like honorable mentions. Like, a lot of people like Mr. Baseball. It's like a really, I guess, kind of bizarre baseball movie. Yeah, I think that's what it is. I haven't actually ever, yeah. Yep, that's it. Yeah, so I was like, The Rookie's always good. It's based off that true story about that guy going back and pitching for a lot of people really like Fever Pitch. And it was based off that silly book with Jimmy Fallon. And who is it? Is it Drew Barrymore in it? It's like, I forget who his opposite. It's some like famous blonde. Not Drew Barrymore. Who's in Fever Pitch? I'm really going to have to like Google that. Because it's Jimmy Fallon and someone else famous. It is Drew Barrymore. Yeah, I was like, yeah, a lot of people like that because it's a goofy kind of movie. Rookie of the Year, which is a Disney movie, which is about that kid that they do like surgery on his arm and it makes him like a best pitcher, so they hire a kid to be a pitcher for the team. I remember really liking the Angels in the Outfield. Yeah. There was also the other Disney movie, baseball's minor reference, but A kid in King Arthur's court. About that kid, he's like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you would think that would be on Disney Plus, which it might be, but it's hard to tell with Disney Plus. There's a documentary, Knuckleball, which is about like that knuckle style of pitching, like curveball. It's just like a really bizarre pitching, but like it's like an art. And they made like a whole documentary about it because I don't think there was one last guy that was a knuckleball pitcher, and I don't know if they still do it anymore. Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac, not really a good movie, but it's a baseball movie. Honorable mentions to the Flintstones, Little Big League. Some really good ones are, I like the Benchwarmers. It's very goofy and stupid. But like, you remember that Rob Schneider and yeah, it was like, and David Spade. There's another one of those Adam Sandler movies. Happy You. Yeah. On the same vein, I put Ridiculous 6 because they have that one baseball scene in that Netflix movie. We got Clint Eastwood's Trouble with a Curve. I can't remember recently. It's about like him being a baseball scout and him just being older and stuff. I think Amy Adams plays his daughter in that. But it's okay. What are the ones? I put Body Bags. Have you seen Body Bags? It was on Peacock for a while. I don't know if it still is. It's a bunch of like horror shorts, but it's all directed by Johnny Carpenter. But I bring the last short is with Mark Hamill, and he plays like a baseball. He plays like the best baseball player, and then he gets like in a car wreck. This is I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but this is definitely the premise of the short. He gets in a car wreck, and he loses his eye, and they give him like surgery, like an eye donor, so he can play baseball again. But because this is Johnny Carpenter, it turns out the eye was like was the eye of a serial killer. So like, I was like, create it's like a horror. It becomes like a horror movie. But this was like. Mark Hamill is like one of his rare gigs outside of Star Wars. I think it came out in the 80s or 90s. So I was like, it's definitely check out Body Bags. It has a lot of big stars in it, and it's a bunch of like really good shorts. It's one of those like Johnny Carpenter ones that everyone forgets. The only other one I have, which is also really good, do you ever like read about the White Sox, like back in the day, like, and then I know there's a book about it. It's like it actually happened, but the movie 8 Men Out, which actually talks about that, how like it might have been like World Series for them to win or something, or some players like were shaving points, much like the Astros controversy we had. But I was like, so it was like they made a whole movie about it, and it's kind of interesting to see what happens and everything. Okay. So I was like, so that's called 8 Men Out. I think there's a book about it too. It's called 8 Men Out. But yeah. So I was like, definitely check that out if you're interested into it, because it's just kind of like interesting part of history. There's like a lot. It gets weird. Like if you go down like the wormhole of it, everything tied into it. It's one of those like weird. Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's a good movie to watch. You can watch it. Get back to me. Let me know what you think of it. There was another movie with like young skinny Frank Sinatra, where he plays like a Yankee, but I can't remember what it was called. And it's like driving me insane. But that was like pretty much it for like my baseball movies. If you want to finish your list, yeah, he was like in a baseball movie where he plays like, it's like a kind of like a love movie. But I just remember he plays like a young, he's like super thin in it. It was like super young, it's not true. I think that might be it. Yeah. Yep. Yep, that's actually a pretty fun movie. Gene Kelly he's also not a great actor. People sleep on him. Oh, I didn't know that. Huh. That explains it, yeah. There's a lot of interesting things about Sinatra, if you, like, really look into it, because he was a... He's an interesting person. Like... Yeah. He apparently also was a notorious asshole. So it's like... But, yeah. You're not wrong. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, amazing. Yeah. Yeah, there's been a bunch of movies about Jackie Robinson. I just know that's the most famous one. Because I remember, like, when 42 was coming out, I was like, well, there's some other, like, big, like, Jackie Robinson. I mean, he's the guy, you know? He was just a great player. And, like, when he finally made a transition from the Negro League to the Major League, it was like, wow. And there's also, I know he came, like, a little later, but, like, Hank Aaron. I was like, he's also the great Hank Aaron. I know he passed away, like, during COVID, but Hank Aaron was fun to watch. He could hit some dingers. I didn't mean, like, to steal your thunder, but I tried to, like, yeah, because there's a lot of, like, they talked to Dusty, you know, our manager for the Astros about it, because he has some early ties to, like, a lot of those guys. So there's some, you know, interesting things there. But, yeah, I was like, yeah, he was I think he still visited the Negro League Museum in, like, Missouri. But I was like, but, yeah, go on. I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah, that was the one I met. I mean, it's that one. It was that Disney movie with a kid. Yeah. Yep. We talked about. I can't say I've seen that one. That's interesting, though. Yeah, there's just, like, so many bizarre ones. Like, I know, like, it wasn't as received, but when they did the Babe Ruth movie with John Goodman, and they tried to cover, like, the whole, like, him and Greg Louvenius, and remember, because they had that big home run thing. There's so many, like, stuff they could, I mean, there's a lot of big sluggers. And MLB, so it's kind of hard, like, and they always go back and forth. It's called Cobb. Yeah, I haven't seen that one either. Yeah. Can't say. Yeah, I can't say I've heard of that one. Yeah, it's always hard to say with like sports movies, especially nowadays. Yes, I've heard about that. I haven't actually seen it, but I've heard about it. Sam Raimi, you said. I don't know. That's interesting. Yep. That's what I've heard has been. Hey, everybody gets one, I guess. That's interesting. Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know, man. I mean, as we did, I was like, I don't know if people are as big as sports movies as I thought they were. Like, there's a couple of good ones, but I don't know. But that's just me. I'm my personal opinions. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, because they don't really like make a lot, like too many. Every now and then, some big sports events will happen, and someone will feel the need to make a movie about it. But that's pretty much it, you know, like, unless you lived it, like, yeah, because it was like, when they made the movie Miracle, and I'm sure it was a good movie, but people lived, like, people were alive when it came, so I was like, well, I watched the games, I witnessed the games, so I don't really want to see them. Now, 8 Men Out, though, that's different, because it was just a huge historical thing that happened. But, and that's why I was like, I include a lot of the comedy ones, like Benchwarmers, or like, yeah, or, there was that other movie, I didn't, because I never finished it, but I know it's based also about true about that Indian baseball player that, like, he's like, playing, like, one of the, like, he like, left India and became, like, a pitcher, and they made, like, a whole Disney movie about it. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like he's one of like the rare Indian pitchers, and they made a whole movie based off him, like his journey. That was also a Disney movie. Hold on, I'm trying to. What is that movie called? Million Dollar Arm. It's on. Yeah, I never actually finished that movie. It doesn't have a great rating. John Hamm's in it. Yeah. So I don't know, man. But, I digress. But you got anything else? Or I guess we're ending on the 50-minute mark. Yeah. So I was like, you know, always feel free to like, donate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Any final thoughts, words? Yeah, you guys take care and go on to peace.
文句なんか言って日常を